Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is the 8th of July, 2023, with my hosts, Todd Cuden. We've got Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. This one is very informative. We have had a lot of interesting things talking about divorces and some famous divorces. We've talked about, the armor of rust, about what's going on there. But I think the most interesting one of all that we're going to talk about is this third hour. We've saved it for the third hour because we want to reward those people that stick around all 3 hours, right? And that's about a lady by the name of Corey Richens out of Utah. And we're going to talk about this trial that is actually going on right now and the bizarre nature and the facts that are being presented in this trial. And as we go through this trial, we're going to follow it through next week and see what happens with the jury and what the jury is going to decide on that trial. We're also going to talk about Keisha winning. Yes, Keisha wins, and we're going to tell you what. Ivanka Trump wins. We're going to tell you what about that. And then we've got a lot of other things to discuss. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law, not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. Don't be thinking that, you know, you're going to use everything we say in a court of law or against someone other than your in-laws over the dinner table. You can use it for that. When they say, you can use the they say. Radio Law Talk says as follows. 855 Law Radio, or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. And sometimes our producer, Cal Hunter, is very kind and sends out a free T-shirt for someone if they happen to, like, call in at 855-LAW-RADIO and say, look, can I just get a T-shirt? And Cal happily packages them up and just folds them over neatly and nicely.
And they stick a pen in, too. A pen, too.
Sometimes you throw a pen in. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But
I need more cards.
Oh, you need more business cards. Okay,
yes.
All right. We'll get her more business cards.
A major award.
A major award.
Fragile.
A major award. And then the third thing, the most important thing we do here is we do case or no case. So, Cal, if you can roll the case or no case for this hour, let's go for it.
Case or no case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. Ezekiel, Zeke. Let me get to his name here so I can see my script. Ezekiel Wilkowski and his wife Winifred were mechanics by trade. He had broken away from a major car dealership, opened his little shop in Lancaster, California. He had been a national chain car parts store in town. There was a national chain parts store in town, and he went there and collected his receipts. Because they said when you spend $20 five times, you get $20 off the next five purchases at this car parts store. And he said, good, that'll improve my profit margin and those five jobs. So he kept his receipts, and then here came big car. It was a city gig. It was a Crown Victoria, and it needed an alternator, a water pump, the automatic anti-skid brake pump, engine control unit. The vehicle was a mess, but it was a city car, and Zeke said, well, they'll pay, so I don't care. He went up there with his parts slips and said, I'd like my discount, please, and the clerk said, they've expired. Zeke says, wait a minute, on the receipt, and on, it does not say that these things have expired. And the guy says, sorry, man, the company changed their policy. He said, well, not when I bought these. And they realized that it happened to a lot of people. So Zeke and Winnie went to a lawyer and banged on the door and said, hey, this isn't right. this, you know, is compromising my business. We've suffered some harm because of it. Do we have a case or no case? And Denise, do they have a case or not?
I mean, this is the type of a case that a lawyer would take, but only if it could be like a class action. Because individuals would probably not suffer enough to make it worthwhile to sue individually, unless they sued in small claims. So this is interesting, because in some states, if you don't have an expiration date on the coupon itself, then they have to be honored. And that's the situation here. Do you know what state this was in?
Lancaster, California.
Case. He wins.
Okay, Fred, what do you think?
Give me this a brief overview of the scenario.
Okay.
I heard it, but I'm trying to...
They said
he's like all over.
They say there
are receipts.
Yeah, I was reading about the Utah person.
They say their receipts entitled them
right.
to discounts on
right. some
car
parts. Yeah.
And they didn't get it. They said they expired. Sorry, can't help you.
And what year to this is?
This is very recent.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I know that there's...
By the way, the auto parts store is AutoZone.
Yeah, I know there's rules in getting, once you have a, like, for example, if you get a gift card, you can't, they used to expire. They don't allow them to expire now. And I know in California, I don't know about other states, but I say that it's the same scenario. And they, it can't, if it's on the receipt and it says that, you can go use it whenever you want. So, it's a case and a receipt man wins.
All right. Now, by the way, if you both say they win, you do have to come up with an amount. Todd Kunin, case or
okay.
no case?
So explain to me here the receipt. They had purchased something, and it wasn't – they didn't purchase a coupon. They purchased something, and then the receipt that was printed out that was given to them
right.
had a discount code on it?
On the receipt, there's a coupon that says $20 off when you purchase $100, you get $20 off your next five purchases. So that was their coupon, was on the receipt.
And it was always AutoZone. It just changed ownership at the – right?
Well, no.
Because you said something about
they changed the rules.
The owner changed the rules.
Correct.
Okay.
The company changed its policy.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. I'll say that because they relied upon the company's statement and they purchased something in exchange for having this coupon for the next five purchases, they get a certain amount off, they have given valuable consideration, relied upon that. The company can't change the rules without buying them out. So case... And I think that they win. And I would say that this probably was some sort of a class action lawsuit, because multiple people looked at this and said, wait a minute, we're out a lot here. And so while it wouldn't make it enough for a single attorney to sue on a single case, that's why we have class action lawsuits, so that, well, some would say, so that large corporations can't get away with this stuff. So, and I think that the class wins.
So all of you said it's a case, and all of you said Zeke and his wife Winnie win, and none of you have put an amount on this, either class or individual action. So, Denise, you get to start off with an amount. We have about a minute and a half left. So
I think that they all get a coupon for $100 and that the attorneys win $1.2 million.
All right, Fred, what do you think?
I'm going to see $1.
Okay. Todd, what do you think about the victory for the plaintiffs?
Now, can we even say the closest one gets a point?
Yeah.
So if it's $1.50 and everyone else does $3,
yes,
I win?
Okay. That's correct.
All right. Dollar.
I'll say that because it's an unfair business practice to go ahead and do this, which is a $2,500 per pop claim, that I'll say $50 million for the class. The individual claims vary, but the attorneys walk away with money.
Then you don't win, though.
Well, how much? You didn't
say
any money.
I said the class gets $50 million, but how it's divided among the members of the class depends on what they did. It's not going to be the same for each member.
Yes,
it
is. It has to be.
No,
it's $20 for five times.
It just.
All right, then
$100.
That's okay. He could lose.
Guess what? Guess what?
30 seconds. We're going to come back.
This is a great day for one of you on this case. I'll tell you which one it is, but we continue with Radio Law Talk.
Oh.
But wait, we'll be right back.
That means Cal wins.
No, it's never a good day for me.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny. Available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone...
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, stop it.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
But the show has. It's perfectly healthy for you. And here are Fred, yes. Denise, and Todd with more Radio Law Talk.
So in a place called Camas, Utah, in what's called the Heber Valley. Oh, what? Oh, no, we got case or no case. Sorry, ooh. Okay. I forgot. Oh, my gosh, Todd's like, what? You're right. I want so desperately to get into this. Case or no case. All right, I said $1. Is that correct? $1?
You said $1. Case, $1 wins.
Yep, wins. Right. Denise said?
I said case, and the class members get a $100 coupon, and the attorneys win $1.2
million. Okay, Todd said it depends, and
it was a $50 million judgment for the class, and after the attorneys get paid, who knows how much goes to each individual class.
I want to know where you came up with that amount, Todd Kunin, because that $50 million amount is exactly...
$50 million.
The amount the class won.
Did it say how much they each got paid?
No, $50 million.
Well, Todd nailed topic, so we don't know how much. So you were saying how much was won on the class was your question.
So Todd gets plus three.
Yep.
Plus and three. I get plus
wow.
two.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I get plus two.
Okay. Yep.
And while that one under even a blind squirrel finds a nut
well,
every once in a while.
You found a $50 million nut there. Congratulations.
That means you're tied with me, Todd.
But can you believe a little tiny thing like that ends up being a big blow up for the automobile parts company and all the people who have the coupons and suffered because of it.
And so lawyers make a lot of money.
Lawyers made the money. The people got like $20 probably. I don't know.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Probably a
I figure 100 if they didn't cash it. And Todd was probably right that it would be a differing amount because if they went in and they bought one and got $20 off, then the amount that they would be damaged would be $80,
yeah,
right?
That seems like a good guess to me. Yeah. All right.
All right. So that's Corey, real talk. Yeah, Corey Richens. Corey Richens is, they're in their 30s. I'm going to call him Ken and Barbie. She's very attractive, and he's very handsome. Three little cute little boys, and they live in a place, apparently Camas, Utah, which I know exactly where it is, have been driven through it. And it's near what's called the Heber Valley or Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
Those who know Park City, Utah, it's basically around the corner from Park City, Utah. And the husband, for his 30s, was successful landscaping business. And let me tell you, the Park City homes right now, you know, you buy a ski in and ski out home, you're paying $30-40 million for a home like that. So doing the landscaping is quite profitable, in that part of Utah. And by the way, I'm going to say this, probably one of the most beautiful areas of the world. Excuse me. Is the Heber Valley and Park City area of Utah. It is just drop dead gorgeous. Actually, Heber Valley is prettier than Park City. And that's generally where this is. And so, you know, seemed like the normal, average, typical family. And for some reason, their marriage is apparently sounds like not doing super well. The husband, Corey, I'm trying to think what's the husband's name. Corey is the wife. The husband, I can't remember the husband's name. It spaced me. But anyway, the husband starts to get this little inkling of something's wrong here. I think she's trying to kill me. And it kind of all starts, well, it doesn't start, but one of the main inklings isn't the time period, is they're at a Valentine. It was Valentine's Day, right? Eric, his name's Eric. Good. You can just say it. Eric. So Eric is the husband. And at Valentine's, apparently, he doesn't feel good afterwards. And he tells a friend, well, I think she's trying to kill me.
Yeah, she made him a nice drink, and he got very ill as a result of that.
That's exactly right.
How does that happen?
Happy Valentine's. So that's how it starts. And then what does he do? I'll let somebody, I don't have to do all the talking. So after that, he goes, something's going on here that's interesting. I have some suspicions that the wife is trying to off me. What's he do?
Well, he moves around and restructures some of his finances. So in late 2020, with the assistance of his friend, he takes his business and rewrites his will, and he puts it in his sister's name to hold in trust for his three kids, because he's just, you know, not really thinking his wife is on the up and up. Now, I don't know what his suspicions were and what the situation was like. It wasn't enough to cause him to leave his wife. He stayed with her.
I was going to say, which is bizarre. I think my general understanding is he was worried about his children.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're young children.
And he said to the friend, didn't he, that if something happens to me, you need to look at my wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay, so that's the setup. So in the evening, there's an evening time, he is laying in bed, and they're still sleeping in the same bed. And he's drinking, I don't know, Denise, you know, what type of?
Moscow Mule.
A Moscow Mule, which is what,
it's
vodka?
It's whiskey. It's a very popular drink, and it's served in like a copper cup.
Yeah.
And it's a whiskey drink.
Okay. So it's evening, and she claims she's laying there with him, and one of the children is having a nightmare. She goes in to the child and lays down with the child, and comes back at 3:30 a.m., half asleep, after the child's asleep, and sure enough, her husband's dead.
Now, this is March of 2022.
Yes, March of 2022. Yeah. So this is what that's what she says happened.
Yes.
And calls the police, calls 911. They come and pronounce him dead. Now, this young man is in his 30s, I believe mid-30s, healthy as a horse, and dies. Well, guess what? We're going to tell you what he dies of after they do the autopsy, and then we're going to start unraveling the very interesting things that the wife, Corey Richens, had been doing within a few months prior to this.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Did I say allegedly? Yeah. Allegedly been doing. Well, no. These things have been happening. They've testified to it. There's certain things that did supposedly happen.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then we'll be back and talk about what she says, or not she says, but what their argument is.
Stay tuned. It's coming up next on Radio Law Talk on this station. Stick around. There's more coming up.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathrooms. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
USA News Update. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early this morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna C-550 crashed and burst into flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix is calling some of the worst heat wave the area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix they either love it or hate it.
I think it's
Chucky. I'm glad I work inside.
I enjoy coming out here and getting the sweat.
The excessive heat is expected for at least another week. The ongoing writer's strike has halted Hollywood film and TV production with no resolution in sight. The strike, now in its 68th day, revolves around improved compensation for writers in the streaming era and the assurance they won't be replaced by AI systems. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Okay, so the husband dies. They do an autopsy, and they find five times the amount of fentanyl that should be ingested in his system. And that's what this cause of death was, right?
Definitely a lethal dose, yes.
Okay, now here's some interesting thing that happens. She then goes and writes a book called Are You With Me? It's a children's book about how the children cope with their daddy dying and et cetera, et cetera. And this book, it's not just a book she throws up on the shelf and hopes someone buys it. She is actually telling the story of her husband dying and the kids, you know, how they've suffered through this. And she's on like the major Utah stations.
Yeah.
KSL. She's on, they're interviewing her about her book.
What a strong mother. What a strong woman able to write this book.
Yeah.
Horton hears a gunshot. No. What a strong.
Does she know Murdoch? Is she friends with Murdoch or what? So all this occurs. She's making money on this, deal. And by the way, testimony is, and this is going on court TV, that after the death of her husband, she goes out and she has an insurance policy, and they're planning the funeral of her husband. The sisters testify and state as follows, that she was too busy and too grieved to help do anything with the funeral arrangements. Yet she went out and hired a realtor and bought a $2 million home during that time period before, or at least was looking at multi-million dollar homes prior to the funeral. And so that just odd stuff like that was happening. And we already went through that. What happens is he had suspicions because of during this Valentine's thing, he told friends that, look, I think she's trying to poison me because I got sick, after that Valentine's, day thing. So apparently he had already contacted a lawyer that does estate planning. He had already contacted a divorce lawyer, and they're in the process of getting this done. And he had a lot of reservations of this lady, and yet he still was living in the house and sleeping in the same room with her, right? That just to me is a little bit odd, but I don't know. I'd be careful what I'm eating or drinking, right?
That's exactly it. Now, let's flip it. Let's say that she got the fentanyl for him and he wanted to commit suicide.
Why?
So he structured everything so the kids got everything, provided for his family, and he...
But what's the motive?
Don't know. I'm just trying to flip it.
Yeah. What's the motive?
I didn't know the number of a divorce lawyer, Fred,
yeah,
like you said
yeah,
earlier.
There we go.
All right, so now let's go to the next step. The next step is... They're a prosecutor because they're finding out information. Here's the information, and these are the allegations that the prosecution is arguing. Number one, on her computer, and Denise is going to say what defense is going to argue, by the way. So on her computer, there's searches about how much fentanyl you need to kill someone or for them to die, how much you need. That's the first thing that's interesting. The other thing that's interesting is the housekeeper, who's 51 years old, is a former drug dealer, has had you know, been arrested for multiple things. And not only did she clean the house, she cleaned their business. They had a business in the Heber Valley that was a landscaping business, and she would clean that. She was receiving very large checks for, quote, cleaning the house and the – well, that's what their argument is. Oh, it's for cleaning the house and the business. The other thing is they were – the wife had been taking out large sums of money from the company. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. She was taking out from their private savings and pulling from the company, et cetera, et cetera. Because don't forget, she took out $250,000 home equity line of credit and spent it. She then stole about, this is the allegations, $134,000 from the husband's business and withdrew $100,000 from his bank accounts and spent more than $30,000 on the credit cards. She was on a major spending spree.
Got wind that he was going to get a divorce, and
right.
He started taking half the assets.
True.
Do we know what she spent the money on?
I'm not sure at this point, but she definitely took that money out. So the next and probably the most interesting thing is she goes to the housekeeper, who is a drug dealer, has had drug issues before, and the housekeeper testified. Now, don't forget, they're arguing the housekeeper has motive because she's going to go to jail and be prosecuted, too, for providing fentanyl to Corey Richens for supposedly, she's claiming, you know, she just asked me for fentanyl. She got fentanyl before Halloween, before Valentine's Day, and apparently the husband, Eric, lived through it. She goes back, that is she, Courtney Richens, goes back to her housekeeper and said, hey, that wasn't enough. I need some more.
Give me the good stuff.
Give me the bigger. And here's the best part about it. She said, I want some of, quote, I want some of that Michael Jackson stuff. I laugh about that, but it's like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So in other words, so she said that. That's what the housekeeper testified. She said, I want some of that Michael Jackson stuff. Now, the allegations are she goes ahead and puts fentanyl in his drink that night, and he drinks it and dies while she's in the, you know, and she, I got to go over and take care of a son that had a nightmare. And by the way, she has a $2 million life insurance policy. She took out $1 million in 2015 and $1 million in 2017. I think that's the approximate.
Is there double
setup.
Indemnity for murder usually on those things? I'm just asking out loud.
Yeah, I don't know. But obviously if it's for murder, if he's murdered, then she gets nothing, right? Or has got to pay it back.
Yeah, that'll typically invalidate the policy.
Quite frankly. I wonder if she got the money yet, though. I don't know that she got the $2 million yet. I think that they're investigating. Don't forget, insurance companies investigate stuff. They just don't say, here's your $2 million. They're, you know, when there's a murder or he dies, some weird death, a fentanyl, We're going to look into this before we write that $2 million check.
Plus, under some policies that were newer, if you commit suicide, then it negates the policy. Yeah.
Right. So that is that trial's going on right now. I mean, comments, Denise or Todd or you want to what?
So Denise, you were commenting
about what they said
break about the arguments that the defense attorney made.
Right. The defense attorney said, "Wait a second. There was no fentanyl found in the house at all. If she had done this, there would be some traces of fentanyl." Number one. Number two. The log on to the computer was not identified. I mean, he could have logged on and done these searches himself, right? So that's another part of weakness in this case. And then I just wanted to say one thing in a personal matter because I found it to be kind of ironic. She wrote the one book, Are You With Me? That was for grieving children who've lost it. Well, her second book was called, it was already written, and it was called Mom, How Far Away Is Heaven?
No. Are there some people in Idaho that are related to her?
I was wondering, did they check the library to see if there are any books by Chad Daybell or Lori Vallow in the library? You know, I'm wondering, is her next book going to be Green Eggs and Fentanyl? But, you know, look, if searches for fentanyl overdose, they could be easily explained if he was doing the searching to say, how much can I take without overdosing? Right? That would be one.
How much does she have to give me to kill me?
Right? Well, that is one that would be toward her guilt. I'm talking about defense-oriented questions. Would be if he was the one that did the search. He wants to know how much to take so that he doesn't overdose. That could be it. Now, the thing about there being nothing found in the house could be used to cut against her for this reason. Yeah, there was nothing found in the house. We looked at that Moscow Mule, looked at the drink, couldn't find traces there. We couldn't find anything anywhere in the house. What does that sound like? It sounds like somebody who cleaned the house, who took care of the evidence, because we know he had fentanyl in the system. And the fact that no trace could be found anywhere in the house speaks more to somebody trying to cleanse the house to get rid of the evidence before the cops show up.
Or he did it outside of the house.
Yeah, but
he was laying in his bed.
At that amount, I don't know how he'd be able to get there and come home.
Well, don't forget, she claims that it was around 10 o'clock when they went to bed, 10:30-ish. It wasn't until about 3 or 3:30. I don't have the exact times until she went back and found him. That's a lot of time before you call the cops.
Yep.
We're going to be back, and we got more. We're going to push on with this, but we'll follow it next week. And we're going to talk about Keisha and Ivanka Trump, and then we're going to close this thing out and do quick takes.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up on your great local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I think bread's the best.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I'm not a big Keisha fan, but apparently, and I didn't know this, for the past about 10 years, there's been a fight between Keisha and Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke is an individual, that's his kind of nickname. He's a producer that has produced a lot of music of famous people such as Avril Lavigne, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus. And apparently Keisha does not agree with the contract or the agreement and wants to get out of it. That's their argument. That's Dr. Luke's argument. And Keisha makes a remark that basically says remark that he raped her and also Katy Perry. And so she brings these lawsuits to get out of the case, get out of the contract, and he brings a defamation lawsuit against her. Now, the whole issue in defamation is, what are you? That is, you, the person that is defamed. Are you a public figure or a private citizen? And that's where the distinction is very critical, because if you are a public figure, then they would have to prove, that's Keisha would have to prove, I mean, Dr. Luke would have to prove that Keisha acted, and I say in quotes, with actual malice and knowledge that her statements were false or made with reckless disregard. And that's a much more difficult weight, much more difficult, I'm going to say, standard to win if you're Dr. Luke bringing that against her, against Keisha. That is, that Keisha defamed you. Now, if Dr. Luke was not a public figure, but a private citizen, it's a much lower standard. So the lower court held that Dr. Luke was not a public figure, that he was a private citizen, and therefore the standard was very low, or a lot lower, that he could prove and show that Keisha defamed him and didn't have to reach these high standards of actual malice, knowledge, reckless disregard. Well, the appellate court held, no, you are not a private figure, you are a public figure, because, and what's interesting is, they held that because they're claiming that he thrust himself into the public, in a way kind of becoming a public figure by, you know, bringing these lawsuits and being a producer of these famous people. Because just because you're a producer of famous people doesn't mean you're thrust in the public as a public figure. But the court says, and I quote, you thrust yourself into the public spotlight. And he continued to attract publicity. I know you guys are laughing over there.
I wasn't even going to go there. And then I just look at Denise and the giggles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I find that wording funny.
You don't like the thrust word?
Well, because she alleges that he raped Katy Perry, and I don't know. I don't think that that's an appropriate word for the court to use.
But the court used it.
I know.
All right. So, anyway, here's where it all comes. This is important. Why I'm bringing this up. And this, because what just recently, this is almost 10 years back and forth issues. There's anti-slap statutes. I'm not going to get into anti-slap. That's like the most complicated parts of the law that we discuss. But here's what it all comes down to. They just settled. So as of June, early in June, things were, you know, still heating up, and now it's like, okay, let's get together and settle this thing, and it's done, it's settled.
Settled it that quick. Do you know the terms of the settlement?
No, they won't. It says they won't say the terms of the settlement. I don't know. You want to predict? I don't know.
Based on Todd's theory, maybe
it's a case or no case that Cal will bring up someday.
Yeah, I'll look at them. Based on Todd's theory, they both got all the publicity out of it they could and said, let's move on.
Well, I don't know if they try to claim the producer raped someone. That's pretty...
that theory only applies to copyright cases.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because in today's society, with what's going on, and boy, you do not want to hear... I've talked to many athletes... And I've talked to people of families of upcoming athletes, and they're all say the same thing. You better be careful. They teach their kids and say, you got to be careful what you do, because nowadays they don't put up with that sexual assault stuff with athletes, right? They don't. The teams can't put up with it. It's very difficult. You know. So
well, it taints the image of the teams, it's really harmful for the team.
Really quick, Ivanka, and we don't get politically talk about politics, but the interesting thing is I want to talk about this because it's a statute of limitations thing. The New York AG's office is bringing a $250 million fraud lawsuit against Ivanka. The court rightfully threw it out, the state appeals court, and said, look, the statute's run. There is no evidence or proof that she did anything wrong.
Yeah, but only against Ivanka.
The other
defendants
are still involved. But Ivanka. But the interesting thing is this: is the statute. They said because Ivanka left the Trump organization and went when Trump became president and started working for him as president and working for the government, basically. And during this time period, they're claiming that something was done. She was not around at that time. So anyway, good win for Ivanka. I don't want to get into all the politics of that, because then next we're talking about, Clinton and Obama, and then we're talking about Joe Biden, and we don't want to get into all that stuff. All right, what else do you guys want to talk about? Anything else exciting and interesting to you guys that before we run and do our quick takes? Any of you... what about what I don't know is the shielding for police from lawsuits issue. The California Supreme Court is repealing decades of rulings shielding police officers from lawsuits. Now, what that's basically about, I can tell you the background, is police have certain protections of being sued civilly if and while they're acting on their behalf as a police officer. Did you know, in here's an example of California. There's a lot of states that have this. If you are on a hot pursuit and they even tell you to back down and you don't and you run in to kill someone, there's little nuances to this, but you can still, as a police officer, not be held liable for that so long as the police department had rules and regulations and discussion about what you should or shouldn't do in police chases. Then even if they didn't follow those rules, so long as you had that rule, they're not going to be held liable under government codes. So there's a lot of sections, and again, I'm saying that generally. Don't hold me to it, because there's little exceptions here and there, and it's not exactly like that. But here's my point. My point is now California Supreme Court is saying you're not going to have quite so many, protections as a police department. And so that's the latest case that just came down on Thursday. So it basically broadens the California's rights to seek damages for abusive conduct by police.
The law at issue was whether or not there was immunity for administrative or judicial proceedings. And historically, they'd extended that all the way up to investigations, and that's how police were shielded. This came in and said, no, they've gone too far with that. This shielding, like a prosecutor who brings a case, has immunity in bringing the case as a prosecutor. Because, look, just because if I bring a case, this didn't happen to me, but once as a prosecutor, if I brought a case and the person was acquitted, they can't come after me individually for bringing the case because of the shield of immunity. And historically, they had extended it down to police during the investigation process. And now the court says, yeah, it doesn't extend that far.
Right. It rose out of judicial immunities.
Yeah.
And then it kind of was known as quasi-judicial immunities. And now there's a limit.
What does extend?
What's... Oh?
Quick tip.
Yes. Yeah. I'm ready.
Go ahead, Fred.
All right. All I got to say is the Costner divorce. Think about our society, how things have changed. Oh, my gosh. $51,000 a month. That is absolutely nothing that they can use. They can't even live off that, not even the house, when they're talking the $250,000 a month range. That's nuts.
Wow. Todd, you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Without some sort of immunity for prosecutors and judges in the criminal process, laws would become moot because nobody would sign up to ever prosecute them if they thought they were going to be liable if they lost.
Which may be what's happening in police recruitment now. And Denise?
Yeah, remember, lawyers always need protection. And if you, as a criminal, elbow your lawyer in the face, you will receive the death penalty.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back next week, 9 to noon Pacific, on many great local radio stations. And, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.